One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Today's episode is brought to you by Munchie Mug, the world's number one premium no-spill snack cup. Listen to today's episode for a special offer from Munchie Mug. Munchie Mug, making your life less messy. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back. There we are, a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me on the due south wall of our state-of-the-art recording studio slash our bedroom is my lovely wife, CFO, and co-host of Don't Make Me Come Back there, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in wherever you are. I see where are places that you could be right now. It is Thanksgiving week. You could be driving to see the family.
Yep.
You could be
last-minute grocery
shopping. That Vons is nuts right now.
You're doing dishes.
You could be doing the dishes.
You're raking leaves.
You're hiding from the family in the bathroom. You know, we're happy to be there with you in this moment of crisis that you're having right now. Mm-hmm. Happy Thanksgiving week, everybody. Really appreciate you guys tuning in. It is in our time, in our chronology of real, of being real here. Be real is it is Tuesday morning. What is it? The 22nd? 22nd is November 22nd. Mel just pounded some espresso. We're getting going. It is time to get going. Our kids are on Thanksgiving break. We have a lot going on. I'm home for the holiday. And on today's episode, we're going to do a road recap. And we are going to cover a variety of topics about how Mel and I are idiots. We're going to talk about traveling with young kids. We're going to talk about some teens and social media stuff. And I think you get a note that you want to talk about with teens and Ubers and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That being said, before we get started, we have a couple things to talk about. One.
You got some dates?
Speaking of dates, is it too late to get on the, if people want the Nickerson family Christmas card, of which we are shooting today?
Yes.
Is it too late to get in?
No.
Or do they have one more week?
It's not too late, Dustin.
If you would like to receive a world-class.
You've got a week.
You've got a week. You have 1 week from today. If you're hearing this next episode, you've
November 30th.
If this isn't the most recent episode podcast in your feed right now of Don't Make Me Come Back There, then it's too late.
Yep. If it's December, it's too late.
There you go.
Yep.
That's a much easier way of saying it than how I said it.
To get the world-class
Nickerson family Christmas card. If you're not familiar with Patreon, it's just a way you can give a little more to the podcast and all things Dustin Nickerson comedy and get a little more in return. I would say the ones that people capitalize on the most are the meet and greets.
At the shows.
Yep. They do the monthly Zoom hang where we all get together and just chit-chat. And then the Christmas card. The cameos. People like the cameos too. And the Christmas card is coming up. So
yep, good gift there. VIP exclusive.
So
in the no news.
Yeah.
Yep.
So check that out. And yes, Melissa, we do have some dates coming up. As a matter of fact, last week I was fired by my agent because I am not considered real headliner material. And buyers, aka bookers in this industry, don't think of me as a headliner. These are his words and not mine. Anyways, upcoming headlining dates. January 6th and 7th, St. Louis, Missouri. We have added in January, January 27th, 28th, the Funny Bone in Syracuse. February 8th, Comedy Works in Denver. May 26th and 27th, coming back to Des Moines, Iowa, at the Funny Bone. On sale now, June 16th and 17th, Mic Drop Comedy in San Diego. We've got San Diego one trip. Other ones in play that will probably be in sale soon, if not in the next month or so or week or so. Tulsa, OKC, Orlando, Tampa, Tacoma, I'm forgetting so many more. We have a bunch of cities, and we're Cleveland. We're working on. We've got a bunch of cities we're adding, and it's all awesome. It's all fine. And I just want to let you guys know that it is for two reasons that I'm adding all these headlining dates. One, I want to come headline to you. Three reasons. One, I want to come headline for mm-hmm, you guys. Mm-hmm. I love touring. I love fans that come out to shows. It's the craziest, most humbling thing in comedy. Two, I've got this new hour that we're working on, new material. It's great. Yeah. That's not in the special. It's all coming out. And three, it is very, very spite driven based on the fact that my agent fired me because I'm better at booking than him. No, I'm not better at booking than him. I'm better at booking me than him.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So this isn't a Dustin's Comedy Corner. But anyways, lots of dates coming on sale. Okay, a couple things before we dive into weekend recap. I want to do this. It is World Cup time right now. I'm wearing my World Cup. Mm-hmm. This is a preview. This is my favorite kit.
You said that. I didn't. What? That's a uniform?
Yeah, it's a uniform. That's a soccer term for like the full outfit. The kit.
Kit
is a soccer term.
All right.
That's funny because they've said it so many times in Ted Lasso and you've just not.
Haven't caught it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
This is my favorite one right here. People call it the Where's Waldo one, which is like an obvious comparison. Mm-hmm. But this tells you how much I like these jerseys that I'm willing to wear horizontal stripes because horizontal stripes just look so bad. They're
difficult.
Like a horizontal mm-hmm. stripe, it looks like just like a JPEG image that isn't like formatted. You remember back
like
in the day?
Chunky, blocky.
Yeah, when you would like, oh, I'll just change the shape of this image.
It's pixelated.
Yeah.
So it's like, to make pink, you just use white and red. Blocks.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. it really is that you, when I look at me wearing a JPEG, or a JPEG, hilarious. When I look at myself wearing horizontal stripes, I go like, that shape is just a little bit off. Here's the truth.
Well, it's an optical illusion.
It is an optical illusion.
Mm-hmm.
The truth of our body types is somewhere in between horizontal stripes and all black.
Yeah. It's not just black.
You are not horizontal stripes and you are not all black either.
Colors.
Yeah. We all lie somewhere in between horizontal stripes and all black. So that being said, I was on Twitter a lot yesterday. One of my favorite things. Twitter is my favorite thing during sports because it happens in real time. People are reacting. It's like watching sports with friends without mm-hmm. having to be with them.
Yeah. I was just thinking this is like the kids in Discord.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
It's like a gaming chat group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, they reacted like that. And then sometimes like there'll be like a questionable call and you'll be like, well, get on Twitter and see what everybody else has to say about that.
People that care about it are on that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't put my ring on.
Oh my.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, neither did I. Hilarious.
We were rushed.
Yeah. I'm okay if you're an American and you don't like soccer. Whatever.
Yeah.
Totally your business. Here are two insufferable takes. Ready? Take number one that is insufferable. Oh, we have a soccer team? I didn't even know. Oh, I'm so... Oh, soccer, so cool. Shut up. This is the most boring, unoriginal take. Oh, you're an American who doesn't like soccer? Wow. What a pioneer of thought you are. You're so cool. You're so original. Oh my God. You're like the definition of hack and basic.
Yeah.
It's so uninteresting. At least be interesting and be anti-soccer. Give me a hot take of why you think it's a stupid sport. Okay. Not like, oh yeah, we're so bored. That's the other. Okay. And take number two. This is the worst one to me. If you think soccer is boring, you are wrong. Soccer is not boring. The majority of the world has agreed that soccer is not boring.
Right.
Because the whole world does have access to all the other sports. They can watch mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. They can watch football and they can watch baseball and they choose not to, or they choose to watch and care more about soccer first. I'm okay if you think soccer is boring, but not if you think NASCAR is exciting. You cannot
one or the other.
You cannot have both of those takes. You cannot be like, soccer is boring, all that running and jumping and sprinting and
kicking.
Athleticism
and
kicking and fitness. That is boring. You know what I like out of a sport is a good left turn.
Right.
Followed up by 500 more miles of good left turns.
Sorry, I can't speak into sports. I'm option number four. I'm like, what? Oh
man, you really left me hanging there.
You know why I didn't say anything? Because the act out was like the turn, and I thought it proved how boring it was.
Oh, there you go. Oh, so it was an artistic choice.
Yeah, I'm making so many artistic choices over here.
Okay, no. I respect that. Actually, I respect that. I'm surprised that you haven't gotten distracted by Taylor texting me here.
Well,
on the...
I've watched you get distracted by
it.
Yeah,
you did. Yeah, well, I'm on my laptop and I forgot to turn my iMessages off, and Taylor's texting asking for fashion advice, but that will have to wait. I'm sorry. I'm quitting.
That is exciting.
All right. Good recovery. Speaking of Taylor.
I think you had one more soccer hot take.
No, that's all I brought to the table.
I feel bad.
Don't feel bad. You don't have anything.
I don't have any skin in the game.
I prefer your apathy.
I know you don't like it when I'm like, so what's the score? And then you're like, don't pretend.
Don't pretend. Is this the game for what team? And you'll every once in a while you'll throw a name out. You'll be like, so is Ichiro playing? And you're like, well, I mean, he retired 4 years ago.
That was like at school pickup when I talked to the teacher who like goes to like a ton of MLB games.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then I watched one game with Joel in the playoffs and I was like trying to talk about it with you and her. And I was like, I didn't mean to get into this.
No. It's okay.
I was just excited, but
it is exciting.
But I don't know the terms. You get a little taste of it. It's not something I follow.
You're not a foodie, and you're not a sporty. But it doesn't mean that you don't like a good meal every once in a while, and it doesn't mean you don't like a good game every once in a while.
Yeah, because a game is a vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, we did a Padres game, and then I would say that Mariners Angels game was even cooler. It was just because like there was barely anybody there. It was like midday, and we're like, this is nice. We were just hanging out.
What we learned was to get our kids enthusiastic about a baseball game, we just have to take them out of school. And then they were like hyped.
Yeah, they're like, oh my gosh,
I'm
a huge Seattle Mariners fan.
And they're like, I'm leaving early.
Yeah,
for the baseball game.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was supposed to go to the Seattle Kraken game tonight in LA.
Yeah,
but my agency fired me, so we don't get the tickets anymore. Yeah, they said on the call where they fired me that they did get approved for the tickets.
Yeah,
they like worked that in
the box.
As they were firing me, they were telling me that they still got the
tickets.
That
was your severance package.
Yes. Yeah, but no, they haven't sent them to me. I actually don't think they know.
They lied about that too.
I don't think they know that I don't live in LA. Because I know they called me at 7:45 in the morning on a Monday to fire me. Or drop me. It's not firing. It's drop is what it's called. And it's very common, FYI.
Yeah, we learned this.
Clients and agents, they are a living organism. They come and they go, and people switch agencies a lot, and they get hired and dropped, and they switch their agents. And, you know, it's like every job where they get back to the end of the year or towards the end of the year, and they go, who's going to go? It was me.
It's me.
Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. There's only so many big agencies. There's like three or four big ones, and I've already gotten dropped from two. So at this point, you're like, I'm going to get the EGOT of getting dropped from agencies.
That's going to be your award.
It's going to be my award.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter. It's fine. Let's move on.
It's fine.
But it's fine. I'm going to keep saying it because it makes you laugh every time. So
you got to laugh about it.
Yeah.
There's like literally nothing else you can do.
Oh, I didn't cry about it. I told you I thought it was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I'm getting some sense here that this isn't working out, you know. But
anyway.
Tay told me it's nice because I don't have any relationship advice or experience with her. And that,
like dating advice.
Yeah. And this is closest to it as far as finding the right one.
Comics have been very helpful this week to us.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Looking for that bright side.
Anthony Jeselnik one time told Nate Bargatze, who one time told me that 90% of what you get in this industry is from comics. And I 100% agree with that. And that has absolutely been true. Here's a little Dustin's Comedy Corner. Comics will help you more than anybody. If you are a stand-up comedian, my best advice was given to me by Zoltan Kassis, one of my best buds. And he told me that be nice to everybody in this industry because you never know who's going to get what. And that's true. You should also just be nice just to be a nice person. But professionally, it is advantageous. This is good work advice, period. But in this industry, it's like you just go, oh my gosh, my friend Hannah Einbinder is on HBO all of a sudden on a successful hit series.
She's on billboards.
She's on billboards. And she was just doing my room in San Diego not that long ago. Michael Longfellow is a guy who five, 6 years ago, him and I were the openers. He was the host and I was the middle at Laughs in Tucson. That guy's on SNL right now. It's crazy. And I mean, you just, you know, so just be nice to everyone and have as many professionally friendly relationships as you can. Taylor told me one this too, that she thought, I'm trying to remember how she said it, but she'd read or heard or something. I don't remember where she'd gotten this information. They say it's actually professionally, it's most advantageous to have a lot of professionally friendly relationships, like kind of like loose favor, like not best friends, but people who you would all like each other and you're willing to help them. You want to have as many of those as you can. And I have a lot of those.
That makes sense.
You know, and I think that's to your point of this week of you go, something negative happened and then all of these people who you've been kind to and have helped as much as you could go, oh, I want to help you. Here's a booking. Here's a recommendation. Here's some advice. Here's, you know, an opportunity, whatever it may be. Here are some dates. Here's some cold, hard cash. Nobody did that. Because Nate sent us money. He did. He, no. Just bills. He sent he sent a jet of money. It's just his it was a jet full of money. Did you say pills? Is that what you said?
Oh, bills.
Oh, I think he said pills. Nate sent pills. Oh,
no,
okay.
No.
Anyway, so weekend recap. So Taylor and I, we did what we never do, and especially never does. We did day of travel on Friday. Here's a day for you, everybody. Taylor and I had a performance in Peoria, Illinois on Friday, last Friday.
That's how you say that? Peoria?
Peoria.
I don't know. I kind of read it as Peoria, but...
Peoria. I'm saying it wrong.
No.
Peoria. It's not an easy place to get to, but it's not the type place that you want to stay in a day early because there's not a lot to do there and it's cold and you're just like, oh man, that can just be kind of a tough psyche night. You know?
Yeah.
So Tay and I decided to make the day of travel. Well, Tay decided. And we don't do that very often at all. Mm-hmm. What that translated to is my alarm went off at 5:15 Pacific Standard Time, flew to Dallas, made a connection, flew to Peoria, or however you say it.
Yeah.
Got there, had a little bit of downtime, got some food, got some coffee, did a show, got in the car, drove halfway to our next city. Our next city was Des Moines, Iowa, but we stopped in Iowa City and we spent the night in Iowa City. So it was two flights and about 3.5 hours of driving. Essentially, we had a show in between there. You know, it's a 20-hour from when your alarm goes off to when you're in your bed in Iowa City. I was thinking about how bonkers of a day that is. Like, I mean, not even including the states that I fly over. The ones I'm actually in, I go from California to Texas to Illinois and then drive to Iowa with just a show in between. It was a long day. But what that meant is we woke up an hour and a half away from our gig and we had two shows in Des Moines that night. Yeah. So that was fine. That was, you can do one hard day on the road. That's what, you know, like on these weekend runs.
If you bank on the sleep-in day.
Yeah. Yeah. I've told you so many times the best night of sleep that I get every week when I'm club headlining is Thursday night. Thursday night, because Thursday morning I've made it, I've gotten to the show, and I just get to sleep, provided I don't have Friday morning radio, and I just get to sleep in the next day, and I'm just so like, we did it.
You made it, yeah.
So Peoria was great, and we saw the Richard Pryor statue. That's where Richard Pryor's from.
Yeah, I saw Taylor did a big post,
yeah,
like of a chunk of photos.
Photo dump.
Videos.
Photo dump is what, funny you should say that, Melissa. So Tay and I were talking a lot about, you know, social media type stuff and how to like do these like little, like what do you do at the end of a weekend? And she had noticed that some folks are doing this and I think it's really smart. And I think I'll do it on the weekends that I headline is a little photo dump. That's just kind of your recap of your weekend.
Yeah.
And these are the things I saw. These are the interesting pictures that I took. Here's maybe a little video of a thing that happened. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very smart. And it's kind of a fun
smart
way
to online.
It's and it's a fun way to kind of encapsulate what happened and to also kind of let people know like, hey, I'm on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come watch me.
Come watch me January 6th and 7th at the at St. Louis Helium side room. Gloria will be there. You know what's I'm sorry, Gloria, that you know, that I'm trying to think of the last trip we went on as a family.
Probably this summer.
Oh, yeah, that big one. I know that Nashville was cool, honey.
You know, it's...
And San Francisco was cool, but wait till you go to St. Louis in January.
Yeah, you keep telling me all your, you know, winter dates, and you're like, do you want to come? And
I'm
like,
ah,
I could probably wait a couple more months.
This is really funny. So Tay and I have a long run of shows in Chicago and Minneapolis.
Like she's 6 days.
I mean, she's a we fly in. So I think she's getting there Wednesday or Tuesday. It's like one show a night, and it's like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Minneapolis. It's Saturday, Sunday, Chicago, and I think we just added another Chicago show. Since it's insane. It's insane.
Crazy.
Every time she texts me, she's like, "Is it okay if we had a show?" I'm like, "Taylor, you pay me per show." Yes. I'm so happy to do this. I love comedy. I'm working on this new hour. I like hanging out with you. You pay me per show. Let's go. I'm in. I'm already out. I want to do more work while I'm out. When I'm out, I'm like, work, work, work. Work, 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 work. Remember that song?
Yep.
That one that we're doing is like a long run. And she's really excited about Chicago because that's where Mulaney did Comeback Kid.
Oh, that's awesome. Last time you were in Chicago, you saw Birbiglia.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, and, with Taylor.
We like had coffee with him when you're like... You want me to do all your old bits, Mike?
Would that be...
Would you like me to do... Would you like you to do your old bit about how when you're driving on the road, sometimes you hear a song and you don't realize that it's a Christian song because it sounds like just some other Bon Jovi song. You're like, woke up in the morning and I had some oatmeal and I put it in the bowl and Christ is God.
I was talking to you about how he started with guitar,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then he goes, you don't really hear worship songs for other religions. Never heard like a Jewish one. Christ isn't God.
Yeah, that's right. And then he keeps going.
A good guy, sure, but let's not get carried away. Those aren't his exact bits. I'm sure I'm butchering them, but.
Oh, man. Old.
But I'm actually pretty sure I'm close to them.
Yeah,
because
I remember.
I love stand-up comedy. Yeah. I've loved it my whole life. So, but yeah, you were like, and Minneapolis is a great comedy city, and Tay's like staying at like, she's like, we're going to be there for a while. Let's get like a nice hotel. And they got the Mall of America and stuff. And I'm like, hey, your brother's there. And you know, and last time I was there, I had coffee with your brother. It was amazing. Or dinner with your brother was fantastic. And then you were like, yeah, you're going to Vegas in February, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's so cold. It's
how
gonna
about
be like,
that?
It's going to be like 0 degrees.
Well, it's just like...
Oh, did we tell
the
story already on the pod? Sorry if we did.
We have to get so much gear to pull that off.
Yeah. Well, that was... So this weekend was the first Midwest folks south on Buffalo at 6 feet of snow, wherever you're at in the country. I can't wait to see a Syracuse in January. I'm coming out. You guys better coming out. It is so...
Gloria's going to have to get some gear.
This was the first weekend where I was like, oh, I got to bring my coat. And then I got there and I was like, I needed my gloves and my hat, my winter hat too.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't have a beanie.
I didn't have a beanie. And I got to order right when we get off here. I got to order the ones that you can use your phone gloves.
Yeah.
You know, because you're not going to.
Not going to put your phone away.
Yeah. I'm not going to put my phone away. What are you? What am I, crazy? What, I'm an insane human being? I'd rather this thumb fall off before I stop scrolling TikTok. It's funny you say that because I was in Des Moines this week and I was like shooting like some videos and I was walking around. I was like, my hands are getting pretty cold.
It is. Frostbite. That's what I was thinking of.
Des Moines shows, you were fantastic. Really, really fun. It was good. You guys were good. If you guys are listening to this podcast and picked up, it's fantastic. Once again, I'll be back there May 26th and 27th doing shows. Okay, so we got a couple things here we got to talk about. I wanted to tell you about...
Well, I got to tell you about my weekend.
Oh, did it involve a Munchie Mug? And then we'll do your weekend recap. Sorry, that was... First, let's do Munchie Mug and then Melissa's weekend. Guys, if you're not familiar with Munchie Mug, if you are out and about and your hands are freezing off and like that thumb falls off and you're worried about it falling into the snow, put it in a Munchie Mug. Whatever you got in your life that you... Oh, you know what? I have a good example of something, of something that somebody should use. This room that we're sitting in right now was littered in Hershey's. Or Hershey's, which is the M&M knockoff for Hershey. They have a Hershey's. It is fine.
It's an M&M.
But
by Hershey's.
But Mel, last night, we were going through some stuff. We had some sad talks this week. And I came in after getting Claire down. And I came into this room right here. And in the same seat that Melissa is right now, she was surrounded by Hershey's.
Yes.
That had fallen all over the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And you had not shown any intention on cleaning them up.
Well, I thought I would like take a picture for you or and then you came in.
And
so
then you're like, what's
to.
Better than a picture? Him seeing it in real life.
I was like, look at all these Hershey's I spilled.
And that's when you need a Munchie Mug.
That's right.
If you're not familiar with Munchie Mug, it's the best spill-proof cup on the market. Whatever you got in your life that you don't want to spill, put that in there. All right. It's great for toddlers, young kids, sad adults.
Yep. You got snacks.
You got snacks.
You need a Munchie Mug.
You don't want spilled.
Mm-hmm.
Munchie Mug. If you go to MunchieMugMug.com, you're going to get 25% off your entire order. If you use promo code Don't Make Me, that's all one word, Don't Make Me. And, you know, it's made right here in the United States of America. It is dishwasher safe, variety of colors. So once again, munchiemug.com, use promo code Don't Make Me. That is all one word, no apostrophe. Don't Make Me to get 25% off your entire order. Munchie Mug.
Making your life less messy.
So tell me about your weekend, Melissa. I know Joel wrestled 8 matches.
Mm-hmm.
Joel had a 2-day wrestling tournament. And he would call me after each one and we would discuss 8 matches. That's so many wrestling matches.
So it was a freshman sophomore tournament. Took me an hour and a half to get there Friday night.
Oof.
It was great though. Yeah, it was just like right back to it. You know?
Yeah,
it's his second year. He's obviously gone up weight classes. You know, he's grown.
He didn't get a week off between sports.
He didn't get a day off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
From one to the other.
Fall sport ended last week and this and
well,
straight
you know,
into wrestling.
Well, he made it to districts. So, you know.
He went straight from cross country into wrestling because he made districts because, you know. He's pretty good at it. and he finished first on his team in districts and then straight into wrestling. No breaks.
I know.
Being in high school is so busy.
It really is.
I hold to this. I think that I could be wrong. All right. And maybe people will argue with this that have different jobs and stuff.
Maybe people who like studied like science in college are going to disagree with us.
Yeah. Well, no. I don't necessarily.
I think you have more time in college.
I think high school is the especially if you have sports or extracurricular activities, I think high school is the busiest time in life.
Mm-hmm.
If you get up so early.
I know.
Work, because you work all day at school. Yep. All day that is. And then you have another thing. And then you come home and you have to do work after that.
Yeah.
The only actually maybe equivalent would be a teacher who has a similar schedule.
Yeah.
But you do get big breaks. And I guess that is the pay. That's the difference.
The
right?
payoff. Like you get the Thanksgiving
and students get that and jobs don't get that. Jobs don't get summer off.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a 12-week summer, which our kids don't, but you know, like that's like a couple months.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's pretty substantial. Nobody gets that.
That's the perk.
Nobody,
I suppose.
Yeah. Nobody gets that. But it's so busy.
It really is.
It's hard to see people. Yeah.
And it's like you forget, like high school and college, like you have finals right before Christmas and
right
now. And it's a lot of work.
And of course, college is at times more academically demanding, but you have more time because you're at the school less and you're most likely not in a sport.
I agree. And I think high school is you're learning how to study.
Right.
You know, and by college, you probably know like what field you can pull off.
Yes.
And also what you need to
do. By the time I stepped foot on a university, I was done with math.
Exactly.
And
you have so many gen eds in high school. I mean, that just are non-negotiable.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So wrestling tournament.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun. The real perk was a couple of moms made like authentic Mexican food.
Oh, all weekend. San Diego for the win.
So we had,
oh my gosh, street the picture tacos that you sent to me. And keep in mind, I had just eaten a piece of fish in Peoria, Illinois. And I was like, send me home, no, Lord. This is send just, me home.
This is just a high school gym in Vista.
Yeah.
And these three moms
are just making carne.
Made three types of street tacos.
Oh, gosh.
And homemade beans.
Oh, my gosh.
And
it's so good.
And then they showed up the next day and made breakfast burritos.
Incredible.
Homemade breakfast burritos.
Incredible.
And Mexican hot chocolate.
Oh.
And they were just so sweet. So, like, they were the highlight of the tournament for me.
Oh, yeah. You're like, did Joel wrestle? Oh, sorry, Joel. I missed the match because I was in the food line. And then I missed the next match because my eyes were on the food. And then I missed the match before that because I was hungover from the food.
But usually it's just like pretzels and hot dogs. So
yeah,
it was just really sweet because, you know, it's like a fundraiser for the team.
Fantastic.
These ladies just took it to the moon.
As if I didn't already feel bad for missing things. Now I realize I'm missing good food, too.
Yeah.
It was actually really cute because this like weekend, you know, because we have an untraditional schedule.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are like, we get the schedule and we go, okay, dad'll be home for these four or five, whatever they may be. And I'm always texting you out of insecurity, like, how many parents are there? how many kids have two parents there? And you're like, none. You're like, good, he feels supported. But the Joel and I, like, I will say that there is like constant communication with them now on the weekends that they have phones with me.
Which is nice.
I talk to them all the time. A lot of time when you're like being grumpy when I'm gone, mm-hmm, I'll just call them. Yeah.
Because I'm doing everything.
Yeah. No, I get that. And I'll just be like FaceTiming Joel and I'll hear like, I've had a couple times where I'll be FaceTiming Joel and then I'll hear you in the background like, clean your room. And I was like, how's things going in the house?
You know, it wasn't all street tacos, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that.
Anything else from your weekend you'd like to chat about? Any developments, any things that were fun?
Ooh.
Was that the main thing you wanted to talk about?
Yeah. Got sick, so
yeah.
She's better now. She got that cold over with for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We didn't all get it, you know?
Oh, thank the Lord.
So, but it's brutal having a sick little kid.
Well, we just don't know.
Hard.
Yeah, we've got a lot of parenting experience together, but you're just like, I don't know. What's the next move?
Well,
what do we
just
do here?
Wait and see if like, is it improving?
Right.
Or do we have to go to the doctor?
Right.
You know, and that's like a terrible decision to make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw somebody say is like, it's not COVID. It's not the flu. It's not the cold. It's a mysterious fourth thing.
Yeah.
Just everybody's so sick right now. So it's a nice time to be.
So many colds going around and little kids especially.
It's nice to be home for the holidays, for this holiday. And then I only have three more runs and we're done for my career. I'm calling it good. I'm retiring the feature farewell tour. Let me ask you this, Melissa.
Okay.
How is meal prep for Thanksgiving going?
Pretty good. Yeah, I called and scheduled a time.
Uh-huh.
And they said, okay. Yeah.
Beautiful. 4 or 5 years ago, my dad and all of us kind of decided to do a hybrid, I don't remember if it was Thanksgiving or Christmas, honey baked ham kind of.
We've kind of been teetering on this line for the last
That's what I was getting
years.
We've kind of hybrided it a couple times. And I would say starting with two Easters ago, you go, I'm getting Mediterranean. There is a place that I like nearby that gives you a variety of meats, a variety of vegetables and rices and kebabs.
Hummus
and herbs. Yep. And you go and there's no line. You just pick it up. What is it, $100?
Yeah. You put it in your cart.
Yeah.
The big foil, you know, like plate pan.
Yep. You come home and it's done.
And you go, okay, it's here.
It's here. And we did it for Easter. And
because we were in LA that week.
Yeah.
So we just picked it up.
And then we did it for Christmas. And now, and we've done a couple times where we've eaten out on Thanksgiving in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I think we're just kind of like, listen, you do the cooking. And so I'm like, we can take this off your plate. And for me, it's very selfish because I'm like, I want to be with you. I don't want you to have to do all that. I want to hang out with you during this time.
Well, this is like,
because your food is good. You make great meals. No. I'm just take the compliment.
Thanks.
You make good food, but it's so much easier for all parties involved to do this. And then to be like, hey, let's have some Baileys in our coffee and just enjoy this holiday.
Sit around and with each other and the fam. Yeah, I think it's a fun week, you know, in the sense that you're like, it's kind of like a game.
Right.
You're like, okay, if I put the turkey in the fridge then, and then I'll put it in the cooler, and then I'll put it back in, and then we'll, after it's been brined, we'll season it, and then you're like, and this will be for this, and it's like a lot of where is it going to go, and when are you going to cook it and use it, and like, I used to be like, Wednesday night, I cut up all the vegetables, like, Tuesday night, I bake the pies.
We'd lose you for the whole week.
Yeah, and...
We actually went one step further this year, where we were just like, and you know who makes good pies? Julian. Pie company, you ordered a couple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all, there's no making of food this year. You know what? Actually, this is, do your traditions. It's your family. Do whatever you want. And I know for some people, they love to cook. They know, they love to like provide that. They love the whole experience of, look at the work of my hands, and it's like fun for them. And they just love how it makes them feel. Mm-hmm. I get that. But you made an incredible meal last night. That would not have happened if Thanksgiving was happening Thursday. Also,
no,
turkey is not that good. Turkey is not that good of a food. Turkey is a mid food at best, and it takes so much work.
It's best in other forms.
Yes.
Like the sandwiches and the soup, and you know, like turkey noodle soup. Like it's better just in various ways.
Yeah.
But just like a piece of sliced turkey is just...
The way we serve turkey is taking a mid-level food and serving it in its worst form.
I know.
Turkey, Thanksgiving turkey might be the worst American tradition.
I think it's just the presentation. It's kind of that like, we're going to carve it. Or, you know, like
that's
that
very American.
Big bird, like, you know?
Look at this big bird I made.
I think that's why it's the tradition. It's like a wild game kind of...
I get it, but I'm over it. I don't...
It's not savory. It's...
I've had... Yeah. And don't get me wrong. If you've ever had my turkey, I've tasted the best turkey. I'm telling you, I've tasted the best turkey. The best turkey is fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
And if you love to do it, do it.
Let me tell you this. There's a reason there's always leftover turkey.
You know, I think I would like you nerd out over like soccer on Twitter. I would do that with the cooking. I would get on, I don't have Twitter, but
you
like
want to see people
Reddit. Like I want like live updates
of people's Thanksgiving food.
Like of the prep and like, okay,
oh,
yeah,
that's hilarious.
Brine the turkey and
there's really something to that.
I'm sure that exists.
Yeah. You know what you're saying there's you want to experience a thing together with people.
Yeah, because I'll take
we
like
just long
pictures.
For community, Melissa.
I'll take pictures of my dishes and be like, okay, what do you, you know, just...
Yeah, send it on the group text, yeah.
Yeah, but everyone's like, fine, like, this isn't our thing.
And would it be different if it was like you and the girls doing it together?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
If they want to.
They have
you
to
know,
want to, yeah.
Like, we already decided we were gonna hike
on Thanksgiving yeah.
And
yeah.
then pick up the food and just chill.
You know what can take a hike? Turkey. It's so fine. It is so fine. I could name 100 dinners that I would like more. I think I could name 10 meats that I like more, right?
It's just...
Okay, let's do it. 10 meats that are better than turkey. Ready? Beef?
Ready.
Beef is better.
Okay, I was just going to say steak, but you're going...
The big...
Like brisket. But we have to animals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like 10 shrimp. Animals.
Well, yeah, because you could do 10 forms of beef that are better than turkey. Mm-hmm. That's how much better beef is than turkey. There are 10, you can do beef in 10 different ways that are better than turkey at its best.
Turkey burgers are pretty good.
They're fine.
They're fine.
Compared to a burger?
I know. I don't know.
Look at a turkey. You don't want to eat that. It's like eating a peacock.
It's so funny. You mean those things that walk around the zoo?
Yes. Why are we eating turkeys? They look amazing. They're beautiful little creatures just living their lives, and they don't taste that good.
Kind of like a vulture.
Yes. Yes.
It's like a weird bird.
They are. A turkey in between
a peacock.
A peacock and a vulture.
Yeah.
And we don't eat peacocks or vultures.
We don't.
Why are we eating turkeys? They're not that good. You know what? Actually, I forgot about this. Backyard tour.
Okay.
I did a turkey farm.
Oh, that's right.
You remember?
Right.
I did it. And this guy was I was on a turkey farm. This was, there were turkey, like in the background.
You could hear him.
I could hear him. They like supply to like Subway and stuff. Like this is like a real turkey farm.
Wow.
This is like major business. They were freaking loaded too. Great gig. It was in Iowa. Thank you so much. And they made me fresh turkey. Like had been made. That animal had probably died that day. And I got it and I go, this is the best turkey I have ever had. Easily the best turkey I've ever had. Yeah. I haven't thought about it in a year and a half. It's fine.
Was it just like a slice?
It was a slice.
Yeah.
It was delicious. It was fresh. It was so good.
I bet it was pretty good.
It was really,
it wasn't
really
frozen.
Good. Since then, I've had 100 meals I've preferred.
Yeah.
I've had 200 meals I've preferred.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. I don't, I'm not, a, I
do
love
whatever
Thanksgiving.
You want.
Do whatever you want. Just stop acting like turkey is great. Everybody knows the sides are better.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the sides are better.
And most of those are just butter-based.
It's like, here's what it is. Is
it's just butter.
Thanksgiving is like, Thanksgiving dinner is like the show Seinfeld. Seinfeld had the name.
Okay.
Seinfeld was the main character.
Yeah.
Seinfeld is the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's favorite is Seinfeld.
But he's kind of the straight guy. You know, like.
Nobody's favorite on that show is Seinfeld.
Kramer.
It's Kramer.
Eileen.
Yeah.
Eileen.
Oh my gosh.
It's been 20 years.
Oh, Elaine.
Fine.
Oh, you're married to a comedian.
I like Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh my gosh, Eileen. Oh, that is, I'm offended. No, I'm not at all. Like one thing that I really like about me and you and our marriage, one of the best dynamics in our relationship is we both know we are idiots.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We call ourselves these two idiots constantly.
Constantly. Anytime we accomplish something, we go, these two idiots pulled it off.
Yes.
And you know what? We've accomplished some things. We feel pretty good about it. But
we are idiots.
This came up most recently when you said, after all these years, I still don't really understand the moon.
It's so dumb.
And what I did, I did that thing where I just laughed, but didn't contribute because I also know nothing about the moon. These two idiots don't know anything about the moon.
And we can like Google it and read it and still our comprehension is not furthered.
If we read about the moon, we would go, oh, and neither of us would have really understood it and we would immediately forget it.
I recently got a t-shirt that says it comes in phases.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has the moon
it
phases.
It has the moon. That's the most we know about the moon. But the more you know that, the better.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to do two quick things before we go. I want to talk little bit. I want to talk a little bit about holiday travel because it's going. You and I, one thing about the two of us is that we both have very friendly, approachable faces.
Yeah.
And the worst time
see me at any outdoor event.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yes,
can
yes,
you
yes,
take
yes.
a picture? Can
exactly.
100%. Can you hold my kid? Can you?
It's funny you say that. The worst time in society to have a friendly, approachable, non-threatening face is flying Southwest Airlines.
Oh.
Because you will never get open seats. Because I'm boarding Group A, you know, big flex, I'm boarding Group A. I take my aisle seat right away.
Yeah.
And I've never not had both seats taken. Because what people are going down and they're looking at you and they're going, how much is this person going to be upset?
That I'm going to ask them if I could sit here.
Am I willing to disappoint this person?
Yeah.
And I'm so dumb and friendly looking that, or I'm just approachable looking.
No, you have to tell me. You say, don't look at everybody. You're going to make eye contact. They're going to sit next to you.
I mean, I cross my legs to make it physically like
hard.
Uninviting.
yeah,
to get in.
Okay.
But it just doesn't, it doesn't help. Yeah. But so I was boarding a flight though. This wasn't Southwest, and this is, and there was a mom ahead of me. She was traveling by herself with a young baby.
Yeah.
And she was pushing the stroller down the jetway, and they're like, hey, you need to check that stroller. And I was right behind her, and I kind of knew what was happening.
Mm-hmm. You have to drop it at the gate.
Yeah, exactly.
Gate check or whatever.
Yeah, right when you get down there. And I kind of saw her doing like the, what are we going to do when we get down there? And she kind of was like giving me.
Yeah, because you had a baby and you have a stroller.
Yeah, and she was kind of giving me the look. And and as we're walking down, I go, hey, I'm not weird. I'm a dad. It seems like you have your hands full. If you want, I can hold your baby for you. And then she goes, could you break down my stroller instead?
Oh my gosh. And you're no, I can't. I don't know how these work. I will give you my stroller, not my baby.
And I was like, you might have to coach me in it. And she's like, yeah, it is pretty hard. Here's my baby.
Yeah. She was like, stranger danger, but realistically, just take the baby.
Yeah, I was like, as I said, I'm a dad. I have three kids. I knew you looked like you had your hands full. I'm happy to help. But also, if that's weird to you, don't worry about it. You know?
Do you remember?
And then I took the kid and ran up the bridge. Got him. This is my elaborate plan.
Do you remember when you did the hospital tour to have a baby? And then they were like, do not give your baby to anyone. Do you remember?
Yeah. You're like, how often is that happening?
And they're like, and just remember, do not hand off your baby to anyone.
Whatever you do.
And you're like, oh my gosh.
There's going to be a lot of people here asking for that baby. Just so you know, that is an issue. We have some security issues here. Do not give that baby to anybody.
Yeah.
I really felt for that mom because
traveling
with young kids during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything worse than traveling with young kids during the holidays. It's so hard. Traveling with young kids during the holidays is like taking a stressful thing and making it the single worst experience of your life.
It really is.
It's so hard. It's so taxing. Mm-hmm. You are on edge for 10 hours, depending on where you're going.
Oh, yeah. And then the kids aren't sleeping well. No. I remember.
And neither are you.
No. I remember we did a big trip with the kids. They were like 5 months and two.
Yeah.
Two and a half.
I remember.
And it was like
California.
A week and a half. And Gloria was waking up at 5 a.m., 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Like in one, we're all sharing one room, like every night.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And you're like, okay, if I just, maybe she'll go back to sleep. We just like lay here.
Nope.
And they got teething and colds.
That's the thing. Nobody's sleeping.
Yeah.
Everybody's sick. At least one person has eaten something that's made their stomach upset. Yeah. And it's just tense.
Yeah.
That's the
thing.
They're
not comfortable.
That's the thing.
You're not comfortable.
That's the thing with air travels. It's just tense because you're never comfortable until you get to your hotel or where you're going. And even then, you're not. There's no relief.
No, and if it's just you and your baby, you're like, I can't even get a drink on the plane.
Yeah.
Like a soda.
Yeah.
Because like it's an open cup and you have the baby in your hands and you can't put anything
down. It's so hard.
Yeah.
And and your baby's crying and people are giving you
and
ugly looks.
And you cannot
looks.
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah. No.
You know, like everything's on the line.
It's like, because holiday travel is already very stressful.
It's
so
busy.
Then to add, And then so to add a kid to it is like going from purgatory to hell. It's so hard. It's so hard.
And then there's like ice and snow and storms
my gosh.
And
the rental car and all the stuff. It's so, any family holiday trip that doesn't end in a divorce is a miracle.
It is.
It's a miracle.
It's so hard. It's
so
taxing.
So hard. So God bless you guys. Yeah. And I will not see you in my clear lines. I know it's hard for you out there. Okay, let's do one email here. This is from Taylor.
Subject is
thank you and ticks. Hi, Dustin and Melissa. I love the picture of real life you give on the pod. I love hearing people who are authentic about troubles and struggles and still laugh in life. Troubles and struggles. These two idiots think. Couples like you who can laugh at their differences and fights seem hard to find, and I appreciate your perspective. Thank you. I appreciate that. We laugh at them sometimes, and then other times they're very, very hard. I've been listening to old episodes. They're great, by the way. And I wanted to ask about Claire's tics. I believe you had her in therapy before. What worked, what didn't, and Are there any solutions you suggest for kids or adults? Thanks for doing the podcast. Started one myself and know how much work it goes into. Great, Taylor. Congrats and good luck on the podcast. Let me preface this before we say anything about this. Melissa and I are not doctors. We've clarified these two idiots.
Yeah.
We will never give medical advice. I actually won't even give therapeutic or psychological advice anymore. But for a refresher, if you guys don't know, our daughter 2 summers ago, kind of post-pandemic, developed some tics. We thought she was sick for a while. Yeah. She had like a little cough where she would kind of clear her throat a lot. And then she added kind of this shoulder type move that she did as well. There were a couple other ones that waxed and waned. Another thing that was difficult for us because someone told us that tics wax and wane, which is a moon term. And we don't know we don't know anything about the moon.
I do have that shirt though.
Yeah, it's great. So I went to your kind of general pediatric doctor,
pediatrician.
That was kind of our first line of defense. Mm-hmm. He told me, hey, her lungs are clear. She's not sick. This is psychological.
We got an inhaler.
She was trying honey for a while, that kind of stuff. There's a lot of like stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy. And that is kind of what led her into therapy, though. It was actually what started it. And
so cognitive behavior therapy, CBT.
Yeah, and we're not going to talk about, we've talked about how Claire has like ODD and stuff before and various
anxiety.
What we did learn is a couple things. One, a lot of people say like with young kids, these do tend to go away on their own. Mm-hmm. And they gave, it would be funny because they would be like, point it out, don't point it out. Don't do this. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of that. But what we learned, and for in our case, it was kind of a tip of the iceberg type thing of like these were reflective of some other things going on. And, you know, Claire, like Gloria, like Joel, like Melissa, like Dustin, like Don, Grandpa Don, all have various issues.
Idiosyncrasies.
Yeah. That we're dealing with. And we are all, every single one of us, a constant work in progress. But that has shown some improvement. And we were, I would say we're very glad that we looked into it because it did kind of reveal maybe some other iceberg things, both in her and in us, I would say.
it's a lot of work. Absolutely. Yeah. Like schedule the appointments, go to the appointments, all three of us. It's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You'd rather not.
You'd rather not.
But it's good.
It's very easy to want to back out of.
It's much easier just to ignore it.
Yeah.
But long term.
Yeah.
It's not the best.
Therapy is, it's like homework and exercise. You're going to want to cancel every time.
Eating healthy.
Eating healthy.
You're like, I think we solved everything last time. So maybe we should just cancel.
Dude, I had vegetables Tuesday.
I think we're good. I'm actually great.
Yeah.
So good.
So I don't know. Maybe that'll help, Taylor. Maybe not. Anyways, thanks for tuning to the podcast. We appreciate you guys so much.
Happy
See you on the road. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. Wanted to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up level patrons. Thank you so much for your support of the podcast and Dustin Nickerson Comedy. That is Trey Turner, Nathan and Jennifer Merritt, Adam Bush, Jennifer Ashley Downs, Juliana Smith, Jordan Cowan, Code to Grow, Courtney Iblein, Lori Amos, Dave and Melissa Cox, Isaac Teron, Farah Journey, Bonnie Galindo, Carrie Teague, Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Dave Hoagland, Demarius Diaz Stevens, Nicole Carraz, and Tiffany Payne. Thank you so much, everybody.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. USI.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.